Biochemical changes in patients with asthma. Introduction. Homeostasis is the name given to the dynamic processes that enable optimum conditions to be maintained for constituent cells in spite of continual changes taking place both internally and externally. Whenever an imbalance occurs, regulatory systems become active to restore the optimum conditions. The changes that occur in diseases, in chemical constituents, and biochemical mechanisms are of vital importance for homeostasis within the human body. These changes may be either underlying causes of the disease or the outcome sequences. Thus, body fluids analysis for determination of the above changes was an important approach that aided clinicians for diagnosis, treatment, monitoring of the disease and elucidation of disease pathogenesis. Generally, iron metabolism is of crucial importance in the biology and pathophysiology of the lower respiratory tract. As with many other factors involved in inflammation, it's very important that an appropriate iron balance is maintained. Local deficiency could impair growth and proliferation of cells responsible for the inflammatory response and tissue repair and the synthesis of mediators. In contrast, excessive accumulation of iron, especially in free form that is not bound to one of the specific iron-binding proteins, facilitate the generation of potentially toxic hydroxyl radicals. Surfactant synthesis is critically dependent on the availability of fatty acids. One fatty acid source may be circulating triglycerides that are transported in very low density lipoprotein, that is VLDL, and hydrolyzed to free fatty acids by lipoprotein lipase. Indeed, surfactant phospholipids synthesis is stimulated by VLDL. Interest in the pathogenetic mechanisms of lung injury has focused on the cellular and biochemical mediators considered as potential biological markers of lung injury. Cytoplasmic cellular enzymes like lactate dehydrogenase, that is LDH, in the extracellular space, although of no further metabolic function in the space, are of benefit because they serve as indicators suggestive of disturbances of the cellular integrity induced by pathological conditions. If cell lysis occurs, cytoplasmic enzymes such as LDH are released into the extracellular space. Therefore, the extracellular appearance of LDH is used to detect cell damage or cell death. Because calcium is the major second messenger regulating ASM contraction, investigators hypothesized that abnormalities in calcium homeostasis manifested by increases in the flux of calcium or alteration in calcium regulatory proteins may play a critical role in inducing ASM hyperreactivity in asthma. Thus, this study was conducted to determine serum levels of different biochemical parameters in asthma and the effect of immunotherapy on their levels. Materials and methods. Patients. The study was performed on asthmatic patients and healthy non-asthmatic control subjects. A total of 178 sera were used for determination of iron, calcium, VLDL, LDH and CK. The effect of immunotherapy on serum iron, calcium, VLDL, LDH and CK was evaluated in 169 asthmatic patients after 1 year of hyposensitization. Their age range was from 17 to 52 years. The subjects included in the study were outpatients from the Asthma and Allergy Center of Samara General Hospital Outpatient Clinic. The diagnosis and classification of asthma was performed by a specialist physician and was established according to the National Heart, Blood and Lung Institute, World Health Organization workshop on the Global Strategy for Asthma. Subjects were considered atopic by positive skin tests to at least one common aeroallergen. Patients were excluded if they were smokers, if they had respiratory infection within the month preceding the study, rheumatological illness, malignancy, diabetic, heart failure, history of venous embolisms, coronary heart disease and liver or kidney diseases. At enrollment, they all underwent full clinical examination, pulmonary function test and blood sampling. Sputum samples were collected from patients when indicated. Normal volunteers were also enrolled in the study as a healthy control. None of them had any previous history of lung or allergic disease and were not using any medication. They had a normal lung function test, that is FEV1, which was greater than 80%, and negative skin allergy test. General stool examination was performed for all patients and controlled to exclude parasitic infections. Acute asthma exacerbation was defined as dyspnea and wheezing with or without increased coughing. The sampling was performed during the period from May 2004 to December 2005. All samples collected
was during the morning following overnight fasting. The study was approved by the College Ethical Committee and a written informed consent was obtained from all patients. Determination of biochemical parameters. Serum levels of determination of iron, calcium, triglycerides, LDH and CK were determined using commercial kits and the procedures performed according to the manufacturer's instructions. Statistical analysis. The values are reported as a mean plus or minus SD and 95% confidence interval. For statistical analysis between groups, paired t-test was used. The levels of each marker were compared between the study groups and control groups using SPSS computer package. P-values of less than 0.05 were considered significant. Results: biochemical changes in asthma. The iron serum level was significantly lower, that is, P was less than 0.0001 in stable asthmatic group, that is 78.21 plus or minus 26.24 mu mg per dl as compared to that in exacerbation asthmatic, that is 113.23 plus or minus 45.47 mu g per dl. However, no significant difference from that for control group, that is 83.25 plus or minus 29.43 mg per dl was achieved. Also, serum iron level during asthma exacerbation, that is 113.23 plus or minus 45.47 mg per dl was significantly higher, that is P was less than 0.0001 than that in the control group. Please refer to table/figure 1 for this. Calcium serum concentration in stable asthmatic patients was significantly lower, that is 8.21 plus or minus 2.28 mg per dl, P was less than 0.0001, than that of asthmatic with exacerbation, that is 10.98 plus or minus 2.53 mg per dl. In addition, serum calcium concentration was significantly higher, that is P was less than 0.001 in asthmatic during exacerbation, 10.98 mg per dl, than that of control, 8.23 plus or minus 3.46 mg per dl. However, calcium serum concentration in stable asthmatic was similar to that of control. Very low density lipoprotein serum level in stable asthmatic, that is 31.89 plus or minus 17.02 mg per dl, which was not significantly different, P was greater than 0.05 from that of the control, which was 31 plus or minus 13.9 mg per dl. However, VLDL serum of stable asthmatic patients was significantly higher. P was less than 0.02 than that of asthmatic patients with exacerbation, that is 25.19 plus or minus 12.69 mg per dl. Furthermore, the VLDL serum level in asthmatic with exacerbation was significantly lower. P was less than 0.05 than that of the control subjects. Effect of immunotherapy on iron, calcium, VLDL, LDH and CK serum levels in asthmatic patients. Iron serum level was significantly reduced, that P was less than 0.001 from 88.44 mg per dl plus or minus 38.56 before vaccination to 66.19 mg per dl, that is plus or minus 3.75 after vaccination. Calcium serum level was significantly reduced, P was less than 0.001 from 9.02 mg per dl plus or minus 2.74 before vaccination to 8.15 mg per dl plus or minus 3.49 after vaccination. However, serum VLDL was significantly higher, that is P was less than 0.02 following immunotherapy, 33.97 plus or minus 19.61 mg per dl as compared to that before vaccination, that is 29.28 plus or minus 14.49 mg per dl. Please refer to table/figure 2. Serum LDH was reduced significantly. P was less than 0.001 from 334.6 IU per liter plus or minus 120.9 before vaccination to 197.53 IU per liter plus or minus 67.82 after immunotherapy. Also, creatine kinase reduced significantly. P was less than 0.001 following immunotherapy. So it was reduced from 239.7 IU per liter plus or minus 135.8 to 106.3 IU per liter plus or minus 96.4 following immunotherapy. The discussion. Asthma is a chronic inflammatory disease of the airways, and ROS/RNS are suggested to contribute to its pathology. Data on several ROS/NOS profile, as well as the presence of iron and iron binding proteins in different lung compartments, also the amount of iron and its distribution in different pulmonary disease, have already been reported. However, more studies on the matter are needed in view of the increasing incidence of asthma and because many questions about iron metabolism and its relation with the metabolism of other related parameters in the lung remain unanswered. For example, the relationship between nitric oxide and iron, as well as the participation of myeloperoxidase, that is MPO, into this association and role of iron in the defense against infectious agents in the lung is not fully understood. Indeed, catalase, which is an antioxidant enzyme, contains iron, and therefore iron is a critical element in much oxidative reaction. Free iron as a transition metal that participates in generation of free radicals catalyzes the transformation of H2O2 to the highly reactive hydroxyl radical via the Fenton-Haber-Weiss reactions. Thus, high body iron stores increase free radical production and may elevate asthma risks. Our findings indicated that serum iron in stable asthmatic patients not differ significantly from that of control. However, in patients with exacerbation, the serum level of iron was significantly higher than that in patients with stable asthma and control. This result is in agreement with that found by others, whereas Vural et al. Reported that serum level in asthmatic group was not significantly different from the control group. In fact, mediators including NO released during chronic inflammation were shown to increase hemioxygenase expression in asthmatic patients. Hemioxygenase reaction with its products bilirubin, carbon monoxide and free iron is interpreted as an antioxidant defense mechanism due to the release of bilirubin. However, free iron, a catalyst during ROS production, is another product of this reaction and therefore may possess some inflammatory effects. The usual source of iron in the lung is serum iron, which is derived from catabolized erythrocytes and absorbed iron. Metabolism of iron is of a crucial importance in the biology and pathophysiology of the lower respiratory tract. As with many other factors involved in inflammation, it's very important that an appropriate iron balance is maintained. Excessive accumulation of iron exerts toxic effects through its ability to catalyze formation of highly reactive hydroxyl radicals. Studies have reported that nitric oxide synthase can bind transition metals. However, only iron increased the rate of the reaction, whereas others, that is nickel and cobalt, inhibited the reaction or without effects like manganese. On the other hand, NO was reported to cause iron release from erythrocytes. Serum iron levels were reported to have only limited importance for diagnosis and prognosis of bronchial asthma, and the estimation of this parameter was recommended in special cases only. Reports on serum iron levels in bronchial asthma are scarce. In one report, no change was detected in serum iron levels in patients with asthma as compared to controls. However, significantly increased serum iron levels in asthmatic patients were found in this study, and our finding was consistent with that reported by others. In this study, the stable asthma was with non-significant difference in their mean serum iron from that of control. Thus, elevation of iron serum level in asthmatic may be variable with disease severity, and this may explain why the findings of Vural et al. Was not consistent with that of this study and that reported before. An interesting finding in this study was that the iron serum level was significantly lower in vaccinated asthmatic patients than that in non-vaccinated. There was no reported study that evaluates the state of iron in hyposensitized asthmatic patients. However, the mechanism of action of specific immunotherapy are still unclear, and several hypotheses have been proposed. Initial studies suggested that alteration in antibody production was responsible for the clinical efficacy of specific immunotherapy. Recent studies showed that allergy resulted mainly from dysregulation of T cell responses to allergens, with a selective activation Th2 cells producing cytokines to increase IgE synthesis, recruitment and activation of effector cells. Also, very recent results allow postulating that alterations in antibody production and effector cell numbers and reactivity induced by hyposensitization could result from normalization of the unbalanced Th1/Th2 responses with a shifting towards a Th1 response. Thus, immunotherapy as a consequence of above effects, it causes reduction in inflammatory response and suppresses the oxidative stress and ROS/RNS production. Specific immunotherapy could downregulate the release of mediators and thus affect serum iron level following vaccination. Extracellular fluids at sites of injury or infection have been reported to contain high concentration of calcium. The extracellular calcium functions as ionic chemokinetic agents capable of modulating the innate immune response in vivo and in vitro by direct and indirect actions on monocyte cells. Calcium deposition may be both consequence and cause chronic inflammatory changes at site of injury and infection. Airway smooth muzzle, that is ASM, contributes to change in airway caliber not only through the variation in its tone but also through its contribution to thickness of the airway wall. ASM cells are now seen as playing an important interactive role with inflammatory and structural cells in response to injury and repair of the airway. There is increased amount of ASM cells in asthma, and it's recognized that ASM cells themselves may secrete inflammatory mediators, and this may be important in perpetuating the chronic inflammatory response in asthma. It has been suggested that calcium homeostasis is abnormal in the bronchial smooth muzzle in asthmatic. The present study showed that serum calcium was significantly higher in asthmatic patients during exacerbation as compared to stable asthmatic and controlled subjects. However, in stable asthmatic patients, serum calcium level was not significantly different from that in control group. In an initial study, Gagar et al. Reported that the mean concentration of plasma ionized calcium was significantly lower than in healthy control. This suggested that in bronchial asthma, an alteration of calcium metabolism may be important. Calcium ions are fundamental to the processes responsible for the initiation and maintenance of contraction of ASM cells and development in understanding of signal transduction mechanisms relating to intracellular calcium ion release have extended the knowledge of excitation-contraction coupling mechanisms in ASM. Furthermore, these developments open up potential targets for the development of new drugs with novel mechanisms of action for the treatment of asthma. Serum calcium concentration was in excess in bronchial asthma irrespective of asthma variant phase severity and bronchial obstruction. However, these study findings indicate a positive relationship between serum calcium levels and disease severity as shown high level during exacerbation as compared to stable asthma. Bronchial asthma specific changes in cell electrolyte composition, that is red cell and lymphocyte, impair CAMP metabolism and activate lipid peroxidation, and this leads to BHR. It was suggested that abnormal intracellular homeostasis of bivalent cation in asthmatic patients may be due to hyperactivation of free radical oxidation of cell membrane lipids. Reported studies indicate that calcium ion was significantly higher in asthmatic platelet and polymorphonuclear leukocytes. Calcium in the cytoplasm is cytotoxic, so it is necessary to have mechanisms that regulate calcium ions to avoid overload. Excessively generated oxidants in the mitochondria, such as ischemia, reperfusion injury, changes mitochondrial function and cause calcium ion leak from the organelle, which leads to the induction of apoptosis. In this study, serum calcium levels were significantly lower in asthmatic patients after hyposensitization than those in asthmatic without vaccination. This could be due to the fact that hyposensitization regulates cytokine production and restores the imbalance between Th1 and Th2 inhibition of phospholipase C and or modulation of oxidant activity generated by effector cells and consequently affect serum calcium. Lipids and proteins in the lower respiratory tract clearly have a vital role in the lungs' defense against external challenges. Surfactant, the protein-lipid complex that reduces surface tension in the alveolar space, has an enhancing effect on some pulmonary immune response. Lung surfactant is a surface tension-lowering mixture of lipids and hydrophobic proteins that lines the alveolar surface and maintains alveolar patency. Deficiency of surfactant is typically observed in the neonatal respiratory distress syndrome. In addition, a functional surfactant deficiency appears to be a pathogenic feature in a variety of acute and chronic adult lung disorders. Previously reported study demonstrated that native lipoprotein such as very low density lipoprotein, that is VLDL, potentially stimulates surfactant lipid synthesis. The present study indicates that serum VLDL levels were significantly lower in asthmatic patients during exacerbation than those in stable asthmatic patients and controlled subjects. This reduction during the exacerbation may affect surfactant lipid synthesis and subsequent alteration of surfactant composition and functions. Meyer and Zimmerman reported that there was alteration of surfactant composition and function in various inflammatory disorders that affect the airways of the lung parenchyma, including asthma. First, as substrate used in the biosynthesis of phospholipids, and second, as activators of key enzymes involving low-chain fatty acids serve two integral roles in surfactant lipid synthesis. First, as substrate used in biosynthesis of phospholipids, and second, as activators of key enzymes involved in phosphatidylcholine synthesis. Depending on the stage of lung development, the major source of lung fatty acids used for these purposes may be derived either from plasma fatty acids or endogenous synthesis. Although in potential role of fatty acids derived from circulating triglyceride-rich lipoproteins such as VLDL in regulating surfactant metabolism originated in 1978, to date there has been a paucity of data that addressed this issue. Malampal et al. Demonstrated that VLDL stimulates surfactant synthesis through interactions with lipoprotein lipase and to a lesser degree with cell surface lipoprotein receptor. Active extracellular lipolysis is more important than extracellular VLDL degradations as means to activate cytidyl transferase, that is CT. There are several mechanisms by which VLDL might stimulate CT activity, including CT activation by reversible phosphorylation, membrane translocation, enhanced gene expression, and regulation by a variety of lipids. It's possible that the increase in enzyme activity is due to cholesterol esters carried in VLDL, since cholesterol has been demonstrated to increase a phosphatidylcholine synthesis in various systems. In conclusion, it was demonstrated that surfactant phospholipid synthesis is stimulated by VLDL. Lipolysis of these particles by the action of lipoprotein lipase greatly potentiates the effect of VLDL and phosphatidylcholine synthesis and CT activity. VLDL serum levels were significantly higher in asthmatic patients following hyposensitization as compared to non-vaccinated asthmatic patients. The mechanisms that lead to above differences is not known. However, effect of hyposensitization on effector cells may subsequently influence oxidant or antioxidant balance that could affect VLDL synthesis. Serum LDH was significantly lower in hyposensitized asthmatic patients than that in non-vaccinated asthmatic patients. LDH is cytoplasmic enzyme present in all major cell types and is increased upon cell lysis. Potential sources are influx from serum due to increased vascular permeability or the necrosis of epithelial and inflammatory cells. In subjects with acute asthma, the neutrophilic inflammation correlated with elevated sputum, LDH. In a number of studies, it was demonstrated that hyposensitization has important anti-inflammatory effects as shown by inhibition of late-phase reactions in different end organs like skin, nose, or lungs. The hyposensitization induced anti-inflammatory effects seems to be the consequence of deactivation of different inflammatory cells, that is, eosinophils, lymphocytes, neutrophils. A major finding in the view of anti-inflammatory effect of the specific immunotherapy was its effect on T lymphocytes. In different studies, a switch from Th2 cytokine profile towards Th1 cytokine profile was observed in patients receiving immunotherapy. The Th2/Th1 switch could be a consequence of effects of immunotherapy on different macrophages. Taking together a number of arguments suggest that immunotherapy has effect on different inflammatory cells, resulting in a decreased allergen-induced inflammatory potency on the end organs. Serum CK levels are elevated whenever injury occurs to muscle or nerve cells that contain the enzyme. In this study, CK serum levels were significantly higher in asthmatic patients not receiving immunotherapy than in asthmatic subjects after completing the hyposensitization schedule. The results of traditional laboratory tests and further evaluation suggested that the increased serum creatinine kinase activity was not derived from myocardium and was not related to parenteral therapy, specific drugs, hypothermia or hyperkalemia. Berkey and Diamond reported that CK activity increased in asthmatic patients and correlated with the severity of the subjective symptoms and objective measurement of airway obstruction as represented by FEV1. Also, they found that CK activity increased during asthma exacerbation and reduced as symptoms and airway obstruction improved. The increase in CK during exacerbation of asthma is probably derived from respiratory muscles owing to increased work of breathing.